Like I say, we're glad to be here tonight. Appreciate all of you able to come, be in the service with us tonight. Just ask you to pray for us. Just a minute. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some, I believe, out of the book of Ezekiel. 16th chapter, I believe it is. Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. Don't know altogether what we'll do with this. This scripture's come to us. We'll try to do our best, the best that we can. Just appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. Do appreciate you being here, making the effort and coming, and it's just a blessing. It'll be a blessing to you. Most certainly will. Now, I'm not going to read the whole chapter, so don't get too nervous. It's pretty long. Ought not say that, I might have to read it all. We don't think we are. I'm going to start with the first verse, 16th chapter, book of Ezekiel. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. As far as thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee, to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. Thou hast increased and waxen great. Thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water, yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thine hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playest the harlot because of thy renown, and pourest out thy fornications on every one that passed by. His it was. And of thy garments thou didst take, and deckest thy high places with divers colors. Playest the harlot, thereupon the like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them. And tookest thy broidered garments and coveredest them. And thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was, saith the Lord God. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these thou hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? And in all thine abominations and thine whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare, and wast polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, saith the Lord God, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee a high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to every one that passed by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hast increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied herewith. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, in that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest hire, but as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thee from other women in thy whoredoms, whereas none followeth thee to commit whoredoms. And in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with thy lovers, and with all idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children which thou didst give unto them. Behold, therefore, I will gather all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved with all them that thou hast hated. I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness, and I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy, and I will also give thee into their hand, and they shall throw down thine eminent place, and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels and leave thee naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against thee. They shall stone thee with stones, and thrust thee through with their swords. They shall burn thine houses with fire, and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shalt give no hire any more. So will I make my fury toward thee to rest. My jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet and will be no more angry, because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but has fretted me in all these things. Behold, therefore, I also will recompense thy way upon thine head, saith the Lord God. And thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. Now that's reading a good bit, and I realize that this evening, and you can go on and you can read the rest of that chapter, and you find out that he talks about her and her elder sister, and that was brought against them. But I that ain't altogether, I don't guess, what we want to stay around tonight. But I want you to take that we've read tonight to heart. He was talking about, it makes mention in the very first and second verse, he said, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. Cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and said, then he began to talk about her when she is born. Said, when you is born, said, you is born of that of the Canaanites, or in the land of Canaan, and said, thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother was a Hittite. Now he's talking to Jerusalem. He's talking to his people. And he said, when thou wast born, he said, thy navel was not cut. Brethren, in other words, they didn't nobody care for her or nobody helped her. Said, thy navel was not cut. Neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Nobody around, my friend, to, in other words, gird thee up and to take care of thee in thy birth. In thy birth. This is how she was. Come on down. Said, nobody salted thee, and nobody swaddled thee. Isn't that what they do to a babe when it's first born? Isn't these things that he said no one had done this unto thee, brethren, but that's what you do when a babe's born. Brethren, you cut the navel. Yes, you do. Brethren, you wash them. Don't you? Brethren, you clean them up. Grease them up. Yes, you do. And then, brethren, you show them off. Brethren, this didn't happen. This didn't happen to Jerusalem. There's none. Said, there's no eye pitied thee. Nobody pitied thee. Nobody loved thee. Nobody had compassion upon thee. He said, and then when I pass by. Now this is the Lord talking to Jerusalem. Through that of the words of Ezekiel. When Ezekiel, brethren, God gave him the word. And he said, you let Jerusalem know their abominations. Brethren, they had nothing. Naked. Bare. Were they not? He said, you're in your blood. When I saw you, you're in your blood. You're dying. You had an issue that you couldn't get over tonight. Think about it. Think about it. I think about it, brethren, just about like I do today. Brethren, God, I believe God's heart cries out to his people, brethren, night and day. And brethren, we forgot the state we is in. Isn't that what she had done? Brethren, the Bible said that when I saw thee in thy blood, I said, live. Live. Yea, live. And when I saw thee, thou wast in thy blood, and I said, live. Brethren, God's the only one that can give life tonight. Yes, he is. The truth of it is, he's the only one that does give life. Yes, sir. Bible said that I took thee, and I passed by thee and looked upon thee. He said, behold, the time was the time of love. Yeah. Behold, brethren, the time was the time of love. He said, I took my garments and I covered thee. In other words, I took you for myself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Isn't that the way it is, men, when you find a bride,
Yes, sir. You tried on my friend, lover. You try to let her know that she'll be took care of. Yes, sir. Brethren, there's nothing like that of a man and woman being in love and the man taking care of his wife. Book's full of it, brethren, but he depicts it as a church. And if you'll notice, my friend, he called her a her. Did he not? The mother, the church. Yes, sir. Brethren, her. Show her. Show Jerusalem to know her abominations. Them ain't misprints. They don't just fill the spot. Brethren, he's interested in her tonight. I ain't talking about this Jerusalem. I want you to see. Brethren, if there's ever been a picture, I can't help it. Tonight, I know what this scripture's talking about, don't you? Brethren, I know to whom it was wrote. Yes, sir, you do too. But brethren, God don't change tonight. He still loves her tonight. Yes, he does. He loves her. He loves her. Brethren, these things about her, my friend, that she done, what she had done. Brethren, God didn't want her, brethren, to carry on like that. No, he didn't. Therefore, amen. Amen. He still don't. He really don't. There's no way under God's heaven. Brethren, I don't know men. Men has changed so much. Brethren, I couldn't say. But brethren, I'll guarantee you one thing. I wouldn't want to marry a harlot, would you? I wouldn't go looking for one, would you? Brethren, God told Hosea, did he not? Brethren, he gave him a wife. And brethren, she played the harlot. Yes, sir. Brethren, after a while, God told Hosea, said, you go get her. Gomer was her name. I doubt I'd marry a woman called Gomer anyway. I don't know about you, but that was her name. You know the scripture. Brethren, and Hosea, in reality, was doing that for an instruction against her tonight. The same her. Yes, sir. You know the scripture. He went down there and paid for her, bought her. Did he not? He said, you'll not play the harlot anymore. Brethren, God loved her. He said, I took the jewels of gold and the jewels of silver and I put them upon her. And she was beautiful. Is that not what he said? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And she was beautiful. Brethren, and then she went out and played whoredom. Did she not? And played the harlot. Did she not? And he made mention. He said, and it's not like my friend them of harlotry. He said, she paid them. She paid them. She played the harlot And she paid them. She gave them reward for it. Backwards. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you don't need to preach about that tonight. My children going to have some questions. Well, you take them to the book right there. But you explain to them what he's talking about. Brethren, and he depicts it just as a man and a woman. Yes, he does. I can't preach it any other way. Brethren, that's why he showed them. And that's how he loved her. And brethren, she done these things against him. Did she not? Yes, sir. Against him. Him. I can say this. Him being the husband. Brethren, these people waiting on, brethren, the great marriage to happen over yonder. And sit down at the marriage supper and they ain't but about 2,000 years late. Glory! Glory to God! God still loves her tonight. Yes, he does. Brethren said she's took that of the gold and the silver that she had. And she, my friend, made it down into a molten image like man. And she had committed fornication with them. What was them? Them idols, my friend, she had made. Said, not only that, you've took your daughters and your sons. And brethren, you have used them for the sacrifice unto them. Is that not right? You say, preacher, I wouldn't be guilty of that. Brethren, we're guilty of worse. Huh? This thing happens, folks, spiritually, just like it did in them days. Yes, it does. Brethren, we might not have naturally done some of this, but brethren, I'll guarantee you, we forgot God. Brethren, days and days without number. Yes, we have. We've lived to a place, my friend, that we worship this man. Brethren, more than we do him. Yes, sir. More. We give this man, brethren, more honor and more glory. And we still think this man can get us out of trouble. Brethren, you're going to die in your sins tonight. Yes, you are. Preacher, you can't preach that out of this. Yes, I can. Brethren, that's exactly what he's talking about. Brethren, he had compassion. He had compassion upon her. And brethren, he loved her with all that was within him. And he turned around and he said, because of all your lewdness, and because you couldn't be satiated, go on, or satisfied, he said, I'm going to bring them that love you and them that hate you against you. Brethren, for judgment tonight. Yes, sir. Preacher, did he really love her? You better believe he loved her. He said, I'm not going to deal with you, my friend, as harlots and whores. That's what he said. I'm not going to deal with you as such, but I'm going to deal with you as a wife. Yes, sir. As a wife, my friend, that has committed adultery. Whoa, we don't, you know, we hear that word a lot of times and we just don't like it. Did you know he don't like it? Brethren, you commit, brethren, spiritual adultery with the things of this world. He's still God, and it's against him tonight that you've committed it. Yes, sir. Preacher, I can't handle preaching like this. Well, you're gonna have to get a little tougher. That's all I can tell you. You're gonna have to put you on a good old hard shell. Listen to me. Brethren, God don't play games. Brethren, he ain't playing church tonight. Thank God he still runs through the church. He still abides. He abides. He abides. Does he not? Brethren, this was Ezekiel. Do you know that God called Ezekiel, my friend, to be a prophet, and he told him, he said, I'm going to send you to a people. He said, they're not of a hard language. They're not of a hard speech. He said, they're not going to hear you. They're not going to hear you. He said, I'm sending you to the house of Israel. Now, I'm going to be playing with you tonight. Brethren, I can't help it. In a broad state and in a broad sense, my friend, our world's just like it. Huh? The day that we live in is just like it. Brother, there's nothing wrong anymore. Nothing. Nothing. And brethren, that is wrong, don't you ever preach against it. Huh? Don't you ever name it, my friend. Yes, sir. You're a hate person if you do so. Yes, sir. Is that not right? I know this ain't no shouting message. I can't help it. Brethren, I believe with all my heart, don't you? Brethren, that Ezekiel, brethren, give them the word of God. And brethren, they did not want it. They did not want to hear it. They did not want to listen to it. And brethren, he loved them. And even when they carried out all these things, he still loved them. But brethren, he brought judgment against them. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now, these folks, you just might not believe this. Do you know that a lot of times a war is won by the enemy and it's not by their might? It's not by their strong weapons. Huh? Do you know what the scripture says about the vines? It says the little foxes have spoiled the vines. Has it not? The little foxes have spoiled the vines. I appreciate you being here tonight. I really do. I appreciate you taking time and coming to the house of God. I really do. I'm as honest as I can be. And brethren, we might not be overflowing with young folks, but we've got some here young enough, thank God, if they have purpose in their heart, thank God, to stick with the Lord. I'll guarantee you, God won't never fail you. He'll be with you all the way, even unto the end. Yes, he will. Woo. That ought to make you shout just a little bit. Glory, folks! We ain't got a dead God. He's still alive tonight. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he's still able. He said, you have forgotten. You have forgotten who you was. He wasn't talking about all the strength and the beauty. She took all that strength and all that beauty and put it upon herself. She said, I'm beautiful. Yeah. Huh? I'm high. I'm higher than anybody else. I got more than anybody around. Huh? Where'd it come from? Where'd it come from? Where'd all that greatness come from? Huh? It didn't come from her. Did it not? No, sir. It come from him. Yes, sir. Him. There's some things that it makes no difference. I don't care who you are. You take a married couple and I'll tell you, if you don't work at it, my friend, it won't work. It just won't work. There's some work to be done. If you marry a woman. Yes, sir. Crafton? Yes, sir. Love them to death, my friend, but sometimes I could choke them. Huh? Preacher, you ought not say that. It's just the truth. Sometimes. Ought not tell y'all that, should I? Well, preacher, you ought not tell me that. Brethren, it takes give and take. And I'm going to tell you, brethren, you're going to have to give a lot of times you don't want to. Huh? Well, I marry me a woman, she'll do what I say. Yeah, and she won't be there very long either. I don't believe in it, but I'll tell you that's exactly what'll happen. Huh? You'll run them off. Yes, sir. They're not somebody for you to beat around on. Literally or physically or any other way. Huh? Yes, sir. They're not. You know when he made the woman, he said, I made her a helpmate. Huh? She's a helpmate for him. Yes, sir. Brother, how would you like for the Lord to love you? And think about it. How would you like for the Lord to love you? Well, preacher, he does love me. You don't know how much. Did you know that? You don't know how. I believe this. I've heard men say a lot of times, we've not even scratched the surface, brethren, of what God's got for us. I'm talking about us right here in this world. Brethren, not even thinking about what's over yonder. We ain't even scratched the surface. No, sir. No, sir. But brethren, I want you to know something. He loved her. And when she could not do anything, brethren, she was lying in her own blood. Brethren, he said, live. Huh? Live. Ain't that the way he found us when we are sinners? Ain't that the way he found us? Brethren, she is naked, she is bare. He girded her up, he loved her, he caressed her. He blessed her, he prospered her, did he not? Listen to me, and then, brethren, one day she done all these things against him. Against him. He come to the place, he said, so will I make my fury toward thee to rest. In other words, he sent the enemy. He brought judgment upon her. Then he come to the place, he said, so will I make my fury toward thee to rest. In other words, I'm not against thee no more. Listen. And my jealousy shall depart from thee. You say, preacher, I thought it was evil to be jealous. I'll tell you, if you're not jealous of your wife, you don't love her. Preacher, you ought not say that. It's a fact. Is God jealous of his church? You better believe he is. You better believe he is. Now, jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Huh? Well, preacher, you're just throwing me all out of whack. Brethren, that's what happened to Saul. He got jealous of David. Brethren, he couldn't see straight, think straight, or nothing else, and you won't either. No, you won't. Study it out. I ain't got time. I ain't going to get into that. He said, my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and will be no more angry. You hear that? He said, because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted me in all these things. Y'all know what fretted is, don't you? Brethren, that's exactly what the children of Israel done to God. What she done unto God. She fretted him. Everything she done, she fretted. He says, therefore, I also will recompense thy way upon thine head. He said, my anger's over. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be no more jealous. He said, but I'm going to bring recompense upon you, on your own head, according to what? According to the lewdness and the abominations. I'll finish reading. He said, upon thy head, saith the Lord God, and shall not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. Think about it. How many times has the Lord said, come unto me? Come. I believe it's in the book of Isaiah. I'm not going to go any further. You can read and study this. There's several chapters. If you want to read, well, preacher, it don't sound like good reading. I'll tell you, the outcome gets better. The outcome gets better. But the truth of it is the beginning. Isn't it? I've seen folks, naturally speaking, I've seen folks spiritually commit adultery, fornication, lewdness, abomination. Yes, sir, both ways. Preacher, there ain't no such thing. Both ways, yes, they are. Folks, we're not in a natural kingdom. I'm not looking for one. But brethren, we are in a spiritual kingdom. And brethren, if that scripture right there won't parallel right along with the spiritual, then I've lost it. I ain't got nothing more to say or ever tell you. It'll happen spiritually just sure as I'm standing here. And I believe with all my heart that God still has all the compassion for her, for the church. He has all the compassion, brethren, that he's ever had. He still has it for the church, for her. But I'm afraid, spiritually speaking, that we're winding up just like this 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. I'm afraid. I have told you this a good bit on Wednesday. I don't say a whole lot about Sunday, but it works both ways. The Lord has purposely not given me much to go on. Purposely. What do you mean, preacher? He has purposely not given me a whole lot when it comes to preaching to you people. Preacher, you where do you get it? I'll tell you. I'll just be honest with you. He don't want Randy's thoughts in it. You know that? He don't want me to have it all figured out. I know how it works. I do. Some of these other preachers do, crowd. You can preach a message out if you don't watch it. You get a hold of one about on Monday for Sunday. And if you don't watch it, my friend, you'll have that booger preached out for Sunday. about Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, you got nothing. Huh? Am I telling the truth? Yes, sir. Well, preacher, why is that? Well, sometimes you just can't hold it. That's all I can tell you. I've told a lot of times, if I could preach on Saturday morning, I'd wire you out. But things change. Things change. The Word, the very first, he said, and the Word of the Lord came unto me again. Did it not? Again. Again. He'd already told these folks. But the Word of the Lord came unto him again. Folks, God loves you. He loves you. He don't want you going back. He don't want you backing up. He wants you to go forward. And the truth of it is, he wants to just bless you as you're going. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I'm sorry to say, my friend, he's wanting to bless people and he can't find them. They ain't where they're supposed to be. I believe with all my heart, not just Elijah, but Elijah could have picked him out a different brook. He'd have starved to death. I believe that as much as I'm standing here. Brethren, sister, it works the same way spiritually. It most certainly does. When the Lord plants you, my friend, somewhere, you might ought to try to be satisfied. And eat what he gives you. Huh? Oh, preacher, I want more than that. We all do. We all do. I'd like to shout the house down every time I come. I don't mind telling you. I just like to get way over yonder. It don't happen. Not every time. Not every time. But it does happen. It does happen. It gets to that place, my friend, that where you don't want to hush, right? And I'll hush, by the way. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.